This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Special guest joining me, Heritage Foundation fame and fortune. I always picture him down there in Washington waving a red, white, and blue American flag on top of a bunch of Democrat bodies. Maybe that's not quite accurate, but anyway. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Tommy, how are you?
I am great. I do my flag-waving protest on Thursday afternoon.
So listen, there's a couple things I want to get to before you get to some of the positive things with Trump. I wanted to ask you, there's a whole bunch of swirling controversy about pardons. What do we know about pardons in Donald Trump right now?
Well, look, let's do the background first. The Constitution gives the American president the ability to pardon anybody for anything. It is as close to an absolute power as exists in the American system of government. There aren't really checks. And typically, at the end of the service of a president, the rate of pardons goes way up. Because they're lame ducks, as they say, and they have the ability to use that power without political consequence. We've seen countless presidents make controversial pardons in their lame duck period. And so, if it's true that President Trump is on the way out the door, he will be issuing some pardons. He's already pardoned Michael Flynn. He did that the day before Thanksgiving. And there's all kinds of speculation out there about who he might pardon. I got to say, one of the leading candidates he might pardon, it could be Hunter Biden. That's the one that makes sense to me. You know, you do a favor for the next guy and you move on.
Are you serious about that?
No, it was kind of a joke. But,
I was like, wait a second. did I miss something? Sorry, you got me. That was a good one, actually. But I did hear, though, his kids are on that list. Why would his kids be on that list?
You know, there's two ways to look at that. One is because it's very possible that there is a retaliatory, political-driven investigation into the president or members of his family that has nothing to do with criminality, that has everything to do with just political retribution. And a political motivated prosecution.
Okay.
Those exist in this country, and the Trump family is no stranger to them. I do think it makes sense that would cross somebody's mind, is because that's very possible that kind of a prosecution exists. And I hope it doesn't, and I don't think it will. Mm. I don't think they necessarily need a pardon, but that's why it's there. Okay. That's why people are talking about it, because it's possible that the other side of the political divide gets in power and they might use it to do something like that.
All right. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation got me today, which, again, I'm usually pretty good at that. Let me ask you.
It's a good idea. Maybe we should send it to him. You know, be nice to the next guy.
The olive branch of friendship. Trump's legal team pushed back yesterday against William Barr, the claim that there's no fraud. And then I watched Michigan yesterday as well, a bunch of folks, giving up their own time to testify. I mean, did you get a chance to see any of that? So, you put those two together, and how can they say that nothing happened? There's so many people who are saying that something happened.
Well, fraud definitely happened. There's no question about that. That is in evidence. Fraud happens, by the way, in pretty much every election. The question is, was it systematic? Was it widespread? Was it enough to overturn the election? I don't think that the answer to that question is known right now. And I think it is a mistake to dismiss those of us who think that should be investigated. Because that is going to make this charge, and that is going to make this belief that people have that this election was not fair, that's going to make it fester. The way to move on as a country is to investigate all of this, take it seriously, and investigate to discover, to actually find out what the truth is. If you're just dismissing it and you're saying, nothing to see here, move on, folks, I don't think that's going to work. I think that's a tactic the media is mistakenly using. And I was surprised by Attorney General Barr saying there, but I don't think he said there's no fraud. I think he said there wasn't enough fraud to overturn the election.
Right.
I just think that's a premature determination. Hopefully, that is where we get to election results we can trust, but I don't think we're there yet.
I'm glad you brought that other part up about what do we do when this is over. Let's assume that Biden is sworn in late January and off he goes as the president of the United States. What do we do as a nation concerning this? Do we continue to just keep bringing it up? I mean, as a talk show host, am I supposed to bring it up every day that the election was stolen? Or are we supposed to move on? And if we move on, that doesn't necessarily mean we forget that we were screwed over. How do you balance that? It's a delicate situation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But I think the truth is we can never again have an election whose results are this questionable and this unreliable. We can never again have what happened in 2020 happen for federal elections. And so all of the policies that were put in place under the pretext of COVID to water down our voting security and our election integrity have to be reversed right away. We have to have that go away. I don't think that the task is to claim the election was stolen. I think the task is to investigate and find out what actually happened.
I agree.
And don't forget, there will be Republicans in power in Washington with gavels and subpoena power and investigators on their staff that want to look into these things. And the truth will come out. There is a time frame on the litigation, and there's a time frame on the ability to overturn the election, but there isn't a time frame on investigating its truth. And I think those investigations are just going to get cranked up, led in part by the Republicans in Congress.
So the big issue here with voting post-2020 is that there's a convenience with this mail-in ballot situation. The genie is out of the bottle. Is it a huge disadvantage, number one, and should folks on the Republican side of the aisle fight tooth and nail to stop these across-the-board mail-in ballots?
I think you do have to fight against the type of mail-in balloting that was used in 2020. But not every ballot that goes through the mail is problematic. Absentee ballots, for instance, where you can't vote in person, and so you request a ballot from the state, and the state sends you a ballot to your house, and then you send it back, and they verify, just like they look at my ID when I vote, they verify your signature, based on some third-party record, like the DMV record. That is a secure ballot. That is fine. But taking a voting roll, which is the least accurate document ever, which is the list of people that are registered to vote in a state, and mailing a ballot unrequested to every household on that list, that is not a secure process. And we have got that only came in because of COVID, and we've got to get rid of it right away. We cannot let it sit.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation down there in Washington. Tommy, where do we see COVID?
Think about this. Since July, Republicans and Democrats on the Hill and between the White House and the Hill have been talking about the next COVID relief package. In April, the first big tranche of COVID relief came out of the United States Congress, stimulus checks It had the Paycheck Protection Program, loans for forgivable loans for small businesses, and it had expanded unemployment insurance, all of those things. Now, some of those have run out. Some of those benefits have expired. Some of them have changed. And obviously the pandemic, the nature of the pandemic has changed a lot since April. Looking back at what you knew about the pandemic in April and what you knew about it now, it's a totally different situation. And so they're at an impasse. They've been at that impasse since July, but the clock is ticking, and all parties want to get a deal. You know, what the Democrats want, they want a big bailout for states. They want $1 trillion to give to these blue states that are running big financial deficits, not because of COVID, but just generally. They want to bail out those states, and that's just money fiscal conservatives don't want to spend. And then on the other hand, you know, there are some policies that conservatives want to get in there, things like liability protection for hospitals and businesses and schools that are doing their best to operate in good faith during this pandemic, but they're exposed to a totally new form of legal liability. And so to be able to protect them from that is going to encourage them to operate as usual during this pandemic. So just things like that. That's what's up. That's what's at stake in this COVID relief negotiation. But again, it's been going on for 5 months, and we have yet to see a deal. There is a new proposal from the Senate, and we will see how Nancy Pelosi reacts to that. She's rejected all of them so far.
All right. What's your Twitter handle, Tommy?
Oh, T.P. Binion, at T.P. Binion. A lot of hot takes there. You might get some updates on Wake Forest Athletics as well. You'll have to take the bid with that.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
See you,
Lee. All right. You too. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. All right, I've got to take a quick break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. So you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers, call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if Joe Biden's probably the next president, that means Kamala Harris is really the next president. And that means we're going to have a Green New Deal, and we're going to have free health care for all, and free health care for illegals, and we're going to have free college for everybody. And basically the whole country's bankrupt, and a Green New Deal, and basically, you know, we're going to spend like something like $300 or $400 trillion more than we're spending now, which we're already bankrupt squared right now. So we're dead. It's all over. So you better own gold and silver. That's my ad for Cornerstone Asset Metals. You better own gold and silver because Kamala Harris will spend us like you've never seen spending in your lifetime. I remember when they thought George W. Bush spent too much, and then Obama came along and spent 20 times more. And then we thought Trump spent too much, and now Biden and Kamala will come along, and they will make Obama look cheap and Bush look cheap and Trump look cheap with the amount of things they promised to their voters. So go to Cornerstone Assets, buy some gold and silver, please. You've got to find a way to preserve and protect your future savings and standard of living and protect your retirement and protect your children's future. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. They got gold, they got silver, they got IRA, precious metals IRA accounts. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I want to go in a different direction here for a couple of minutes because I think it's important. So Denzel Washington, one of the great actors, maybe for at least a short period of time, the greatest actor for me on the planet. I mean, he was terrific in just about everything he's ever been in. He has been magnificent. And recently he was sitting down in an interview. And I think the person who was doing the interview thought it was going to go a certain way, and it didn't. And Denzel Washington had about 60 seconds worth of audio that I certainly think is worthwhile for you to hear. It's very, very important. So I want to play that for you right now and then comment on it.
You know, incarceration rates in America has been a problem, especially as opposed to minorities. Do you think we've made any headway?
I think it's more important to make headway in our own house. By the time the system comes into play, the damage is done. They're not locking up 7-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was in Chicago a couple of three, 4 weeks ago, and we saw these little kids on bikes with masks on the side of their head, like 5 or 6 of them. And the driver said, yeah, they're little yummies. I said, who? He said, little yummies. Look up. Google Lil Yummy. Lil Yummy was an 11-year-old murderer.
Wow.
And you look at his picture, you'll see the headshot of him, and he's like this. And he got murdered at 11 by a 14-year-old.
Wow.
Who's doing life now, and a 16-year-old.
That makes no sense.
You blame the system? Where was his father? Yeah. It starts in the house. It starts in the home. And yeah, well, my father got locked up. Well, where was his father?
Yeah.
You know, like I did talk about my three closest friends, and they did, you know, 15 and 25, one did 28, this and that. I was the only one of the three that had a father in my life, even though my parents were together. But I still had a father who was a gentle man and a good example,
yeah.
And they didn't. We can blame the system if we want, but they didn't lock any of us up at 7.
Yeah.
We were all doing enough to get locked up at 13. My parents sent me in another direction. They didn't have anybody to help them, and they kept doing what they was doing.
How powerful is that? How powerful is that? That's a man in the black community who is demanding that the people in these neighborhoods be accountable for what they do. Pick yourself up, grab your own bootstraps, and pick yourself up off the floor and be accountable for your actions. End of story. If we were all accountable for what we did, this world would be such a better place. It would be amazing. If you just had some personal responsibility. That's it. You are in control of you. I'm not in control of you. You're in control of you. You're the most important person in your universe. You got to take care of yourself first. But in doing that, you've got to take care of your responsibilities. If that's a child, you take care of it. If it's a couple of children, you take care of it. The reason why in some of these urban settings there's such hardship and strife and crime and drug abuse and all of that is because the father's not in the home. And people at Black Lives Matter don't want you to hear that. But if dads were in these houses and these kids growing up had a chance to interact with that father every day, I mean, it would make a world of difference. It would make all the difference in the world. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. I thought it was important, so I appreciate you indulging me and sharing a little time with that as opposed to just hammering away at the election and Biden and Trump and Kamala Harris and all of that. So I appreciate that. Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you can email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. A very good friend of mine, Liz Karanowitz, will join us next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again speaking out about possible voter fraud. The president saying,
as president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege.
President Trump speaking from the White House in the nearly 46-minute long video posted on social media. The president continues,
this is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
The NFL is considering all options for the upcoming playoffs, but using a bubble is not likely. That's according to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, a little bright light, a little ray of sunshine in my life can be in your life too. Energized Health. I've been on their program for 3 weeks, and I've lost 19 pounds of fat. And you go, did you lose 19 pounds? No, I lost 19 pounds of fat. So I've lost, I believe, officially 7 pounds, but I've lost 19 pounds of inner body fat in 3 weeks. Can you imagine what it's going to be like after 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 12 weeks? Kind of amazing. This breakthrough program based on the science of intercellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You look and feel years younger, and you do it all without painful exercise. But don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated. They've helped thousands of people over 20 years. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll give you all the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. Or if you want to just cut right to the chase, just call 888-444-8895. Mention WAR for Wayne Allyn and get 40% off between now and Christmas. 40% off. That's energizedhealth.com. And click on the red button. 888-444-8895. War.
Well, all right. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root is off tonight and tomorrow night. He's actually in Washington, D.C. at the White House partying like a rock star, Christmas rock star, that is, with Donald Trump. So he'll be back again on Thursday night, and he'll have all those stories for you. Special guest joining me right now. Now, she joins me weekly on my morning show in Connecticut, and her political insight is second to none, and I wanted to bring her on. She was former chief of staff for the Connecticut Republican Party. She was the deputy finance director for Governor Jody Rowe. Currently, she's a principal for the Drury Group and a very talented political strategist. And I want to talk a little bit with my good friend, Liz Karanowicz. Liz, thanks for joining me. There are a lot of women who are winning, or Republican women who are winning congressional races. And I wanted to just spend a couple minutes talking to you about that. What do you make of that and how important that will be to the political landscape moving forward?
Well, look, I think it's all about recruitment. And it's about finding people that can resonate with the electorate and that can get out and do the work and you know, deliver the message that needs to be delivered. And I think in large part, and maybe your listeners will agree or disagree, but that's okay. It wouldn't be the first time they disagree. But in a lot of homes, women run the finances. They make the, you know, they pay the bills. They run the budget. You know, they make a lot of the decisions. And so when they run for office, they know how those decisions, the evergreen decisions that are being made at the kitchen table every day, are being made and how those thought processes go, and they can resonate. And it's all about relatability. Who can convince the voters that they care about their issue and that they're going to go do something about it? And so that's, I think, in large part, how those women are able to succeed. I don't know that it's necessarily gender specific, although I will say I've worked with candidates who are women, candidates who are men, and women candidates usually are better listeners. They're more collaborative, and they tend to be able to multitask better, which in a campaign is really important. And so, you know, I think that could have something to do with it too. But I think it'll be really good to see how that works in Congress. And I credit Elise Stefanik, who's the congresswoman from upstate New York, who really made a concerted effort on the recruitment side, on the training side, and on the support side to change the complexion of the Republican caucus in Washington, D.C. And likewise in Connecticut. I mean, you know, we had in the House Republicans, percentage-wise, the highest percentage of women leading into the 2018 election. And then, as a follow-on to that, in from a leadership perspective, there are more women on the Republican side who held positions of leadership in terms of like ranking members on committees and things. And as you know, Themis Claridis was the only woman leader in the state legislature. So Not only, you know, do we work to try and elect women candidates, but when they're elected, we put them in positions of power far more frequently than Democrats do.
Do you think people still factor in gender when they cast a vote?
I don't know how much virtue signaling goes on versus not relatability, right? Getting into the mindset of the voter is always difficult because even when you're doing survey work prior to and following on elections, how much of what the voters are telling you is virtue signaling? And it's hard to do that in a regular old, you know, poll, right, where you know, over the phone. The way you kind of chip away at that virtue signaling and you really kind of get to the nitty-gritties is when you're doing things like dial tests and focus groups, and you can really sort of organically see how people respond. You can also see it in social media behaviors and things like that where, you know, I can tell you that people make a lot of really nasty comments about women candidates, about women in politics, particularly conservative women. And I thought Dana Perino, and I tweeted this yesterday, made a very cogent point about the fact that we as Republican women, as conservative women, don't necessarily go out banging the drum about, you know, we are women, hear us roar. And I think it's a really interesting point how much news has been given to the fact that Joe Biden has appointed an all-female communications staff when Donald Trump has had an all-female communications staff, and likewise Mike Pence and the first and second lady have all had women's communication staff. So it's not a novel concept. It's just not the area of focus that we as Republicans and as conservatives bring to the table. And I thought Dana Perino made a little slip and said a bad word on the air, but it's really just about keeping your head down and getting your stuff done, which is sort of the approach that I think conservatives and Republican women have, as opposed to my experience in Democrat women who are just sort of like, we're women, look at us, look how great we are.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
From the Independent Women's Forum, we love talking to the folks over there. Claudia Rosetta is joining me, foreign policy fellow. Claudia, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing good. So we're going to talk China, China, China. So I've been on this bandwagon of boycotts and blaming China, and it's all China's fault, and the Wuhan flu, and it started with them, and they hit it. Am I wrong on that stuff?
No, that's an extremely correct bandwagon. You're right. You're on the right trail.
Oh, good.
It is China's fault.
Good. Okay, so what can we do in response to what I think is almost an act of war?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And it's always a problem when something that bad is done. And, you know, and it didn't just happen, it was done. Because
really remarkable to me that this was ever allowed to get where it was. And as late as 2019, we had numerous Democrat senators from the United States Senate complaining about the ongoing presence of the Smartmatic software and some of these algorithms in our voting system. So, you know, another example would be, you look at the country of Israel. The country of Israel has gone to pure paper ballots because they're so concerned about this electioneering and the propensity for electronic voting to be manipulated.
Yeah, I mean, for the longest time, I got to admit, and I was wrong, I got to admit I was, you know, in favor of some kind of hybrid, computerized, et cetera, but this election, I think, has, you know, shown me that that just is not, it's just not possible right now. You got to go with the most simplest method, and, you know, I also got to figure out a way what to do with these absentee ballots and how to move forward with that.
Yeah, look, I agree 100%. I mean, the biggest thing with the electronic voting isn't that it can be manipulated out of sight. The biggest thing is it can be done at scale, right? I mean, you know, even if you have a district where there's potentially fraud taking place, we all know some limited scale fraud does take place.
Right.
The difference with the electronic voting system and the fact that, you know, you have the six states stop at once, it could be one, you know, there could be one central node coordinating a massive amount, you know, hundreds of thousands of potentially votes being skewed. Not, you know, not a couple hundred here, about a thousand there, but hundreds of thousands of votes being skewed across multiple states, all in a coordinated fashion. That's something entirely different than, you know, stuffing a ballot box in Southside Chicago to help Kennedy get over the top in 1960.
Right, totally.
This is something different.
Yeah, it's huge. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. Richard Higgins is his name. He is a United States Army veteran, and he holds a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from Tufts University, as well as a Master's degree in Strategic Security from the National War College. Two big things, and we appreciate him. His book is out right now, and you can grab it. The Memo, 20 years inside the deep state, fighting for America first. Rich, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you down the line.
Hey, take care, sir.
You have a good one. There you go. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
And we have a message for you women today. Are you struggling with mood swings, hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid or hormone imbalances?
And men, are you struggling with all those challenges of looking at that woman and saying, who abducted my wife? Is this an alien invasion? Great news. That is normal. Ladies, we have helped hundreds and hundreds of women to reverse all those issues totally naturally. Get their hormones in balance. And hey, guys, we've had men raise their testosterone level 500 points, all natural, through our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a little bright light, a little ray of sunshine in my life can be in your life, too. Energize Health. I've been on their program for 3 weeks, and I've lost 19 pounds of fat. And you go, did you lose 19 pounds? No, I lost 19 pounds of fat. So I've lost, I believe, officially 7 pounds, but I've lost 19 pounds of inner body fat in 3 weeks. Can you imagine what it's going to be like after 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 12 weeks? Kind of amazing. This breakthrough program based on the science of inner cellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger, and you do it all without painful exercise. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated. They've helped thousands of people over 20 years. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll give you all the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. Or if you want to just cut right to the chase, just call 888-444-8895. Mention War for Wayne Allen Root and get 40% off between now and Christmas. 40% off. That's EnergizedHealth.com. And click on the red button, 888-444-8895. War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is the final break before I bid you adieu, and I want to thank Chris in advance for pushing all the buttons down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root, in fact, will be here tomorrow night, as will I. I guess I get the first hour tomorrow night as well. All right, since we are running out of time, let's talk about some things you might want to talk about at the water cooler tomorrow at work. Yeah. Instead of Trump and election fraud and chaos in the streets, let's talk about how some man stole another person's tire, took the tire right off the person's car in Wisconsin, and instead of just leaving it with the axle laying up against the ground, this very kind person who stole the tire replaced that tire with a turkey. Yeah, a frozen turkey. Well, it wasn't completely frozen, but it was sort of half frozen. So he took the tire and replaced it with a turkey. I don't know what to say about that, except that the visual for that, to me, is worth me at least mentioning it on the radio. Why would someone do that? Like, what kind of a devious mind would think, I'm going to replace this tire with a half-frozen turkey? I don't know. Hey, drinking hot... Hold on, let me take a sip. my hot chocolate. Oh, look at that. I'm taking a sip of my hot chocolate. Ah, drinking hot chocolate makes you smarter. Yeah. According to a new study, researchers say it's because some molecules in the cocoa called the flavanols make your brain work faster and smarter. Man, no wonder why I'm nearly an Einstein. The three biggest employers in the United States are, you want to guess? I'll give you a second to think about it. Don't look it up. Let's work it out together. Well, number one's pretty easy. The Department of Defense. 3.2 million people work for the Department of Defense. Number two, Walmart, believe it or not, 2.1 million. And McDonald's comes in third at 1.9 million. In case you were wondering, the word of the year is pandemic. That's really not a shocker, but some of the runner-ups actually were coronavirus, defund, Mamba, which was Kobe Bryant's nickname, Kraken, and super spreader, but my favorite one is Karen. Karen makes the list. Yeah, Karen makes the list. All right. Some of the most stressful things about shopping for Christmas include trying to find that perfect gift. We've all done that. Looking for something that's sold out, sure. Worrying someone won't like your gift. Getting bested with your gift. You give somebody something good, they give you something great. That's no good. Those are some of the things that people worry about. And, of course, long lines and money. Everything always circles back to money. So 2020 was pretty horrible. I think we can all agree on that. Well, 2021, most of the folks think it's going to be better. But there are some crazy lunatics out there. Well, I guess maybe not, now that Biden is the president. Maybe they're not so wrong here. 9% of the population that took part in this survey thinks 2021 will be worse than 2020. I mean, that would have to be biblical type stuff, right? Tidal waves, earthquakes, frogs falling from the sky, locusts everywhere. That would make it a worse 2021. 139-pound female MMA fighter beat up a 529-pound male opponent. Man, that's remarkable, but not really. I mean, he's 529 pounds. How can he move? I mean, she could just run around him, punch him in the back of the head. And I got to imagine his stomach is so big that he probably can't get next to this girl. Can't get her, I don't think. But, man, that's got to be a pay-per-view event for sure. All right, so I ended this yesterday with a Winston Churchill quote. I think I want to do that again today. Women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut and say, I'm still sexy. I'm out of time. Enjoy the rest of your night. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.